Welcome to The Doctor Diaries, a podcast which will take you behind the scenes of the intriguing medical world. Join me, Hanya Rothersby, an experienced business consultant in the medical sphere, as I chat to our guests who will take us through their insights, experiences and ideas as an expert, thought leader and trailblazer in this exciting medical world. Welcome to the Doctor Diaries. Today I'm in the beautiful Gold Coast at the Non-Surgical Symposium, and I have with me the most amazing Dr. Tanya Romano, Head of Medical and Education for SkinCeuticals. Welcome, Tanya.
Thank you, Hanya.
Look, it's so great to have some time with you. Really exciting to meet you. Could you sort of tell me, how did you get into this role of head of medical and education at SkinCeuticals?
Sure. So before my role with SkinCeuticals, I was actually a research academic at a university down in Melbourne, Australia. But basically how I got into that role was I did a PhD in human physiology, and I loved research and teaching. And following that, I was a lecturer at La Trobe Uni. I worked there for 11 years. I ran my own research lab, supervised students, and importantly taught students all about human physiology. And after 11 years of that, and getting to the end of COVID in Melbourne, where everybody wanted a little bit of a change in their life and career, I thought, let me see how I can use my scientific communication skills in a different way and my scientific expertise in a different way. And I saw a role going as head of medical and education for SkinCeuticals. And never in my wildest dreams did I think I would work for a brand like that or in the aesthetics industry. But I was familiar with the brand. I had used some of the products previously. And as a scientist, I wanted to spend my money as a consumer on skincare that was science-backed. Hence why I had already been using the products, was familiar with the brand, applied for the job, got the job. And so now I speak about skincare science every day.
Wow, that's fascinating. So you come from a really strong science background.
Yes.
And you just actually, it's interesting, your journey as a consumer and a scientist. You were looking for something that really worked, which is amazing. So tell us about your journey through SkinCeuticals and I suppose the scientific application, but also the commercial, like the whole package.
Yeah.
How's that looked?
So the role that I do for SkinCeuticals was a newly formed role in Australia. So no one had done this role before. And the reason why they wanted to hire somebody who was a scientist and had knowledge of human physiology was because everybody at the head office is business, marketing, finance, and the brand was growing at such a pace in Australia that they really needed someone to almost be an interpreter or a translator of that scientific data for the head office team and for our doctors and consumers. All of our research and our formulation labs are over in the US. So we have all our top scientists and formulation chemists working over there, but we didn't have anyone local in Australia. So my role is to take that information and work with those teams on the science and then translate it for our head office team and our local accounts.
Wow. And do you find the science and the application of the science of the skincare has a bit different because of the Australian environment or, the sun exposure and those sorts of things? Talk us through that.
Most definitely. In Australia, our biggest thing is that we have a massive hole in our ozone layer, and that means that UV is so much stronger here than it is anywhere else in the world. Any good Australian person knows that they should be using SPF every single day, and because of that enhanced UV exposure, which is a bad thing for us, we see more prevalence or a higher prevalence of pigmentation, obviously skin cancers and things like that. But the Australian skin is unique because of that sun exposure. So local studies and local initiatives that we are trying to build up here are really focusing on sun protection and how you can use also our antioxidants to help enhance your protection against those environmental aggressors, because it is a very different environment literally here compared to some of the other markets in the world.
Oh yeah, I can imagine. And it's actually great to have your scientific expertise. Can you give me a specific example of something that's, when you joined SkinCeuticals, you yourself as a scientist were astounded at finding out?
Yeah, sure. So one of the things that blew my mind about one particular product that we have that I wasn't super familiar with when I was a consumer, but did once I've become an employee for the brand, was we have a product called HA Intensifier. Now, there's hyaluronic acid products everywhere. You can walk into any pharmacy or supermarket these days and buy something that's got hyaluronic acid in it. But what's special about that formulation is that there's an ingredient called Proxylane. And Proxylane is a L'Oreal patented ingredient that's found in many of L'Oreal's products. But what it does is it actually stimulates the fibroblast cells that live in the dermis of your skin. And those cells are responsible for producing collagen and your body's own hyaluronic acid. So using that particular product with that particular ingredient, there is a significant increase in your skin's own hyaluronic acid production. So that was something that blew my mind, that there was a compound that was formed that does this amazing thing, as well as being able to help your skin topically. You're sort of hydrating from the inside out. So it's all these little scientific tidbits that I've started to learn now that I feel like part of my role is to get that out there for people to understand so that they can use this stuff and benefit from a skincare line that really is truly backed by science.
Yeah. Look, and also your science knowledge needs has, I think I'm making an assumption here, has had to be extended, because being here at the Non-Surgical Symposium, it's not just skincare. We have injectable treatments, laser treatments, you know, I can't even mention them all. There's so many here. So how have you gone about that, understanding all the technologies or all the other modalities and their impact on skin, and how does that marry up with what you do?
Yeah, that has been a huge learning curve for me, because you can know, you know, you can have a PhD in human physiology and understand the skin. That doesn't mean that you understand how energy-based devices work, or lasers, or injectables. And that has been a completely new area for me. And I have learnt a lot over my 18 months in the role. And coming to meetings like the NSS and the other conferences we have are really the key to learning, because you collaborate with colleagues that you meet from other businesses and other device companies, and you learn off each other. But I think for me, one of the biggest things I like to say to people is that when you do a PhD and you're in that scientific research environment, you truly become a lifelong learner. No one knows everything. It's impossible to know everything. You can be an expert in something, but that is really a really niche area compared to all the other information that's out there. So I think my scientific training has trained me to be a lifelong learner and understand what I need to do to learn about new things. And so those skills can be applied to anything. And I find that really helps me when I'm trying to learn about new devices or new injectables and how those ingredients work and all of that sort of thing. So it's about being a lifelong learner, and you can go on and on forever.
Yeah, which I think is quite exciting, because I've been in this industry since 2001. And the changes that have taken place through all those injectables, the lasers, the skincare has been mind-blowing. Well, if I was to say to you, where do you think it's all heading for you in that sort of skincare range? What kind of benefits that you'll see that are even different that can come from skincare in the future?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think what's really booming, the aesthetics industry in Australia is huge. I'm not a marketing person, but I hear from my marketing colleagues that we are, I think, the biggest or the largest nation in the world who look for and have aesthetic treatments. We actually beat the US and China in the number of aesthetic treatments that Australians want to have.
Yeah.
I think what has been happening over the years and what I feel is going to be the move forward is people want things that are non-invasive. So gone are the days where people are just saving their money to go and have a facelift. They are looking at, what can I do little bit by little bit? How do I invest in good quality science-backed skincare? What can I use that might be injectable and therefore not as invasive as having a surgery? But then some people don't want to have injectables either. So what's the next generation of laser or other energy-based devices or next generation skincare that can help do things that we traditionally couldn't do in the past? And I know of some exciting things that are coming that I can't talk about at this point, and I know that's cliche, but there are some really exciting things happening in the skincare space, really highlighting the fact that non-invasive, I think, is the way of the future.
Interesting. And it sort of makes sense because also the generations that are coming up and aging have been educated well from the beginning. I don't know about you, but I had baby oil on and I was lying in the sun with my sisters and cousins trying to get a suntan. I can't imagine the damage that's done. But there's going to be a new generation of skin coming through. So my own daughter has been brainwashed to put sunscreen on every day, even in the winter, if you want to not age. She goes, got it. Mm-hmm. So there is going to be a new type of customer coming through, and they're going to look for other things, just like you're saying.
Correct. And what we're seeing, and again, this is something I've learned from my marketing colleagues, is that the younger generations coming through, they're so savvy in this skincare space. People are thinking about their skin and aesthetics at a much earlier age than people were 10 or 20 years ago. And so not only are they savvy and interested, but they want to be educated. That gone are the days of people just wanting to buy a product because it feels nice. People want things that actually work. And that's where it's important, and I feel passionate about that scientific communication, because if we can educate people about an ingredient or why it works, it's going to empower them to then make the decision about what they should best use for their skin.
100%. Yeah. I totally agree. But what I'm excited about is that their engagement of you is really your scientific research mindset and the way you're thinking. Because I really think you can't run skincare, injectables, or energy-based devices in their own verticals. You're working with them on all the patients. So I'm really excited of the scientific analysis research that you yourself can bring to this. It's quite exciting.
Yeah, it is. And even being here at this meeting, I've been speaking to people from other companies who work within those energy-based devices or in those injectable spaces about how can we work together? Because at the end of the day, moving forward, it's not about being in those silos, it's about collaboration. Because somebody who's having a laser treatment, for them to have prolonged results and the best outcomes, they need to be using the right skincare. Mm. On top of that, it's about what skincare can you use whilst having the treatment that might give you more efficacy. Mm. Or when you're having your injectable, what take-home aftercare should you be using to enhance those results and to get a longer lasting filler or something like that, for example. So collaboration is the key, and doing those collaborations properly and scientifically is where it's at, because like I said, consumers are becoming more savvy. And for me as a scientist, scientific integrity is always my number one, no matter what brand or what we're doing. So being able to do things properly and with credibility and collaboratively is the most important thing.
Oh, it's so good to hear. It's so exciting. And it's been, I've got to disclose, I've known Tanya for a while, and just watching her in this space has been amazing, really exciting. So Tanya, thanks so much for your time today. Good luck with the rest of the conference. Good luck in your role as head of medical education at SkinCeuticals. I'll be watching it with interest. Very exciting. Thank you for your time today.
Thank you, Hanya. Happy to be back anytime.
Thank you for listening to The Doctor Diaries. You can find out more about our amazing guests on our website, hanyaoversby.com.au, or join our Instagram page, Doctor Diaries Podcast, to find out more about our podcasts. We look forward to you joining us again.